Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We came rolling in today, and there was a police officer in the Home Depot parking lot, I guess, next to us here.
Yeah.
Everybody thought it was each other getting pulled over.
Well, there's no one else on the road usually.
Nobody else on the road.
That's
including cops. We're like, we can speed, right?
Well, I will tell you, many times I've been sitting there at the light getting off at C-470, and I see Katie.
Oh my
gosh. Flying by. And I'm like, oh my God, girls trying to hit 88 and go back in time.
Yeah, no, it's funny. It's good to know that they will pull you over this early because sometimes I'm flying on Yosemite, just like, gotta get to work.
Sometimes, I mean, from the few times I've seen you, I'm like, well, there she goes.
My car just goes fast. I just happen to be in it at the time. That's it. It's just a fast car. So
you're the definition of lead foot.
Oh, my gosh.
Lead just gets heavier and heavier.
It just feels better when it's going fast, you know?
Yes.
But, yeah, they were pulling somebody over right there. And, yeah.
If you're going that fast this early in the morning, they probably think you have a DUI. They're probably like, this girl, she's coming over from the bar, from the club.
Right.
It's fine, officer. I just work in radio.
I got to go to work.
Has that ever gotten you out of a ticket?
I got to get my Taylor Swift stories ready, sir.
No, but for real, has that ever gotten you out of a ticket?
Well, you got to be pulled over first.
Well, no, but like I have literally gotten out of a ticket saying I have to get to my radio show. Like, I'm sorry, officer. My radio show starts.
I'm a good driver.
You guys, it's never happened.
I haven't been pulled over. God, when was the last time? It was before my son was born, so it's been probably 15, 20 years. And I was just honest with the cop when he was like, do you know why I pulled you over? I was like, yeah, I did this and this and this. He's like, oh. You know what? You're right. Don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I totally laid it out. I know exactly what I did wrong.
Well, the radio thing got me out of my ticket, too.
Yeah?
I mean, I was almost racing a cop one time, and I was like, I'm sorry, officer. I was about to miss a break. Like, yeah, it's fun. Like, somebody did a cookie, as I say, or whatever.
A donut.
And they came up behind me real hot and quick, and I was like, oh, this guy wants to race. And so I started racing him, not realizing it was a cop. And then he pulled me over, and I was just like, you started it, officer. Like, why?
You come up on my tail.
Yeah, I thought you wanted to go.
It's Vin Diesel time, baby. I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Start doing the racing thing to the cop. Like, let's go.
You point to your eyes, you point to his. Hug your
rev the engine,
Oh, my God, Katie. What did we do yesterday? Oh, I did plunk down and make my way through episode 2 of Love is Blind. And then I heard Katie sat down already for 6 hours and watched all of them
so far. The whole thing. Two of them in my hammock, actually.
6 hours of TV.
Oh, that's kind of nice, though.
My hammock in my living room is my new favorite
thing. Did you
fall
asleep in it?
I had to finally, I was like, this is probably not the best idea to have a hammock in the living room. So I put it back outside, and that's when I scrubbed out my kitchen.
She watched 6 hours of TV.
I did.
That's pretty impressive.
I did. But again, I scrubbed my kitchen. I did laundry. I dusted. It's not like I just sat there and watched TV.
It sounds like you just sat there for
a
bit.
I did stuff, too.
You don't dust for 6 hours.
No, but I did all the other stuff. Again, laundry. I was,
you
know.
It takes about 45-ish minutes.
It basically washes itself.
Again, also, you don't do anything. You sit down and wait for the laundry to be done.
Start
folding the laundry, you know what I mean? Like, which was hard to do in the hammock, which is why I had to get out of the hammock.
You did not.
You can't fold laundry in a
hammock.
Go
touch grass, Katie.
It's really hard. I did. I went for a run yesterday.
Did you? Okay, good.
I mean, I did a lot
to the
of
hammock.
Things yesterday.
She ran to the hammock.
Ran to the hammock.
Then ran
from the car to the hammock.
I made a TikTok. I was like, if you want to get in your hammock, you have to run first. Girl, run.
She made TikToks here. She worked really hard.
Well, don't ruin it for me. I know you've already sat and watched all 6 hours of the first half of this stuff. So.
I did.
Don't ruin it.
Well, wait, is that the whole season?
Episode 2.
No,
it's cut in half.
Yeah, okay, so okay. It's
oh,
the
I was
first
like,
half.
Dang, Katie,
so she's got
on.
Another 6 hours of laundry in here
well,
in the future.
You lead it then. What have you seen so I don't spoil anything
well,
for you?
Well, episode 2 was just they left it at a cliffhanger. The guy who is half Chinese, half Cambodian.
Oh, isn't his name
Tom,
Jordan?
Timmy, Jordan,
no,
John?
No, not Jordan. It's got to be Patrick.
Patrick?
Think
Eric? Brad? I don't know.
I think it's Patrick. I think...
They left it with a cliffhanger because he really likes... Oh, I'm going to give it away for people that haven't watched it, though.
I know. I haven't seen it yet. I've been so
He really
busy.
Likes that girl, and he goes into the room to talk to her, and there's nobody on the other side of the wall. And they leave it with his mouth open. He's going,
oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
He's just in the bathroom,
and that's kind of the start of a lot of things that happen okay, in good. That moment where you're like, oh gosh, I didn't see that coming, you know? But
and how about the guy with all the tattoos? Like,
yeah.
His entire leg is tatted, we discovered on this episode, yeah. And his arms.
He has full sleeves. Like, he is definitely, yeah.
And he's kind of like a skippy, like, wholesome looking dude, but no, like, totally. Tatted to the hilt.
He has a son. He's a yeah. dad at 29. So yeah, he's definitely one of the more mature ones. Yeah, that guy's name is Patrick, by okay. the way, that All is right. waiting in the room for yeah, yeah, yeah. Anna.
And she doesn't come she's
in.
Not there.
And that's the cliffhangers. He's saying her name and she's not answering. Yeah, but
so I'm getting sucked yeah. in. It's really sad. I'm getting sucked in.
Are you liking it?
You know why
though? Bit?
Because I've changed the name of the show from Love is Blind to Boobs and Lip Filler.
Oh my gosh, there's so much though. Okay, there's a girl in there. I think her name is Casey.
Boobs and Lip Filler.
Is it Casey? I'm pretty sure it's Casey. She's blonde. She is a hair and makeup stylist. You know what I'm talking about, right?
She'd be one of the ones yeah, I'm referring yeah, yeah. to.
Oh my God. And honestly, like there's some scenes that are coming up where girl has little T. Manny Martoonies, if you know what I mean.
All
so
right.
yeah, like there's some stuff that happens where it's like, oh, maybe not the best look for Denver, but I can't stop watching.
Yeah, and that's I just leaned over and looked at Nicole last night because we were watching it. We were just holding the iPad and we're laying yeah. in bed watching it. And I was like, we are going to change the name of the show to Boobs and Lip Filler. Filler. She's like, oh my God, I know. She's like, yeah. I'm glad you said something.
Are they yeah. accidentally duck facing without even trying?
And without
they're
even
just,
trying.
Just
and
like
it's
this.
Funny because Josh actually pointed it out to me. I didn't even realize with the lip fillers and girls who get them a lot, you can't smile.
Right.
And so, like, and now I'm noticing that so much, and I know.
You try so hard, and your mouth just doesn't
I'm
make
so
the shape
happy
anymore.
Right now. I'm so happy.
It's pretty funny.
It's the Cinderella so. Story where she can't smile, and she goes, I can't show emotion for another half hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't do it. Wow. You're Jennifer Coolidge. That's her. She's like,
you
I can't show any emotions.
For a half hour. Yeah.
So
no.
there was a lot so of, good. Like, back and forth with my wife last night, and she looked at me and goes, she's like, every time she talked to me, she put her lips out like this. I was like, I can't imagine what you would even look like if
I
you
know.
Pumped all that into your lips.
I know.
Like, it just seems so uncomfortable.
It does. It really does.
It
but yet,
like
I kind of
want
to do it.
No.
I kind of
want to. I'll come
you
over
to.
And I'll clean your fish tank on yeah. the inside.
Jeremy the Picassimist.